It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern.
Good morning and welcome to our kitchen. This is Jasper Marabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen. And Kimberly, I'm going to tell you right now, you have a delicious show lined up.
It's an all-female lineup,
I
Jasper.
I like this. This is really unique for you.
For us.
For us. Yeah. You do the setup. You do the work. You do the production. You book them. You interview them. Come on.
You just show up.
That's right.
That's
show up and eat.
Well,
yes, I do. I'll be the first to admit it.
Well, we're so lucky today. We have a former Kansas Cityan who now lives in New York. She has two different podcasts. We're going to be talking to her about her Cookery by the Book podcast, and it's Susie Chase. A lot of people around town know her, and delightful woman. So we're going to be talking to her.
I love that.
About the concept of her podcast, and you'll want to listen to her too. And we're also going to be talking to the one and only Lydia Bastianich about her new cookbook, Celebrate Like an Italian, something you know about.
And she's coming to Kansas City Wednesday.
She'll be here Wednesday night. J.C. Gregg is my date for the happy hour.
Thanks a lot.
I dumped you, Jay.
You're dumping me, lady.
Yep. And then we have a two-part interview with Megan Day, who, of course, Kansas City knows because she's been on the Food Network. And she was also on the Today Show. She's been all over social media. And she was just at the Jack Daniels competition.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that. Artie just wrote about that.
Yeah. And then it's Veterans Day. So people around town have some different offers. Donutology is giving away free glazed donuts while supplies
to veterans.
Last.
And how about our friends over at Puerto de Sol?
Yep.
Veterans have been eating free since Friday night.
That's amazing.
So Friday, Saturday, and tomorrow. How about that? They're doing Veterans Eat for Free. That's fantastic.
It is.
Well, Kimberly, it's a delicious show. And you know what? It's best if I just stop talking and let our producer take it away back in the studio. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for 94 delicious years. And Kimberly, Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
That's right. And you can still order your turkey, your ham, your sides from Hen House.
That's right. You can pre-order your fresh, never frozen holiday turkey and pies online right now. Don't wait. Reserve yours today at henhouse.com.
You know, Jasper, it's always exciting when we get an ex-Kansas City resident who has flown the coop, and they're doing some wonderful things, and we get to talk to them about it.
I absolutely love this, and I love listening to the podcast, and especially when it deals with food. Come on, that's our life.
Absolutely. We are so lucky to have Susie Chase from New York City, formerly Prairie Village, who does a podcast called Cookery by the Book. And Susie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. And yes, I flew the coop, but I love Kansas City so much.
Well, welcome back online or on our radio show, of course. Tell us about Cookery by the Book, the podcast, and how it came about.
Well, I have such a love of radio and cookbooks. So I did a little research to find out that there wasn't one podcast devoted solely to cookbooks. So Cookery by the Book was kicked off in July 2015, and I just started my third season. But I do have to credit Karen Adler, whom we all know my love of cookbooks.
So you worked with her at Pig Out Publications, and of course, Karen is one of the barbecue queens, a prolific cookbook writer here in Kansas City, but you worked with her.
Yeah, right before I moved to New York City in 96, I did publicity at Pig Out and Tulane Press. And that's where I really developed my love of cookbooks. And Karen is the best. And I adore Judith Furtick, too.
They are really something else. Well, let's back this up, because now we're talking cookbooks. We're talking your podcast. But you started out in radio in Kansas City at KUDL. Let's talk a little bit about radio, how it was back in 1986. It seems like it was so far away. Now I'm dating myself, Kim.
You are.
Me too. So I was a sophomore at KU, and I interned at KUDL WHB and got the radio bug. and quit to become the programming assistant in 86. Then I went to work for The River. Remember that? 98.9?
Sure. I remember The River.
And then Light 99.7. But radio was so exciting back then. I really miss those good old days when, like, radio jocks were stars, like Mike Murphy.
My favorite.
And Walt Bodine and Phil Jay.
And Dick Wilson. Dick Wilson's still a star.
And Dick Wilson, yes.
That's right. And, of course, you worked with our producer and engineer, Mark Andrews. That's such a small world.
I know. Well, small radio world.
What is your favorite cookery by the book interview? Can you just isolate one for us and tell us why?
Well, I really have so many, but one was talking to Mimi Sheridan, who was 90 years old when we chatted last year.
Wow.
And she was the first female food critic at the New York Times. First female restaurant critic, shall I say, at the New York Times, back when she had to wear disguises. Mm-hmm. So she was fascinating and so opinionated. And plus, she's my neighbor. So we talked about our local butcher and recipes and restaurants. But she is a hoot.
Do you have one that was difficult to do? Because Jasper's been doing this for 10 years. I've been his co-host for 7. And we know sometimes the person on the other end of the phone isn't as forthcoming as you'd like.
Yes. So one time, I'm not going to name any names, but I had a big celebrity chef, and he had a cookbook out, and he kept hanging his cell phone up. He didn't want to do an interview, and I kept calling him back. And and another time I knew more about the cookbook than that cookbook author, so that was a little tough.
Oh wow, I like that.
I had read it, and I don't think she had.
And, you know, I've got a question, because Jasper and I, we call it cookbook season. We get so excited when cookbook season starts. I'm sure you do too, Susie, when, you know, cookbooks just land on our doorstep every day of the week, right? And we don't get a sense that the cookbook industry is suffering because things are online. If anything, it seems more prolific. What do you think?
I definitely agree with you. I feel like more people are cooking at home. More millennials are not going out. They're having dinner parties and they're cooking at home. So I feel like cookbooks are bigger than ever.
And they'll continue to be. I mean, Jasper, when you cook at home...
Oh, there's no doubt. I still feel I got to have that book in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the newspaper with me.
Yeah, you are
old
exactly.
School.
I'm old school. I'm telling you my age now. So you're a podcasting pioneer. Let's talk about that. You really are.
Well, I adore old soul music. So way back in 2003, for my other podcast, I noticed that none of my favorite radio stations were playing what I wanted to hear. I grew up glued to KPRS. I love soul music. So I started the podcast called The Groove Radio, and that podcast launched me into a DJ career in New York City. And last January, I finished a 6-year DJ residency in Brooklyn, where I was shocked to see how many young people also like my obscure soul music. So, wow, it's a thing, and that podcast has been going on for 14 years.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Okay, Jasper, I love this because we're going to talk about someone who eats in your restaurant when he's in town. Of course, his mother is there. She's friends of ours. Okay, you're a transplant. You're a KC transplant in New York. What neighborhood do you live in, Susie?
I live in the West Village.
Okay. And you have some fun KC stories to share. What's one of your favorites? Maybe your recent favorites.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's something, as you said, unique about living in New York City and running into another Kansas Cityan. It's kind of like you already know each other. So the other day, I was walking up Fifth Avenue with my 11-year-old son, and he had on his Chiefs T-shirt. So all of a sudden, we heard, "Go Chiefs," and it's New York City. So we kept walking, and then we heard it 4 more times. And I turned around, and it was Paul Rudd.
Oh, wow.
And so we walked over, and Paul said, "Hey, Kansas City." And I, you know, not wanting to act like a crazy fan, was so cool. And I said, "Oh, my goodness, I worked with your mom at KUDL back in the day, Gloria Rudd." He said, "Oh, yeah, she's in town." And I said, "Oh, great. Tell her Susie Chase said hi." So we talked a little bit more about Kansas City, and we walked off, and my son said, "Was that Ant-Man?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "You threw me off. You start talking about his mom." And I thought that was him. But then I second-guessed myself. So it was a really funny story, but it just goes to show you how there's such hometown love for Kansas City wherever you go.
Wow, and he recognized Ant-Man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I
love that.
He was so mad at me.
Okay, now, people are listening to us right now. They want to get into your podcast. How do they go to your podcast? How can they listen to it now?
They can go to cookerybythebook.com and thegrooveradio.com. And I just started a Cookery by the Book cookbook community on Facebook, so they can search for that, too.
Oh, wow. Kimberly, this is interesting. And now we get to talk to someone who's transplanted, who's back from Kansas City. You
That's
know,
right.
And this is really something else. We love talking to you today. We got to have you back on again. And I'm going through the website right now. Can't wait to listen to some more podcasts. Thank you for coming on today, Susie.
You sound like a Susie Chase.
I like it. Well, we look forward to talking with you again. Thank you so much for coming on live from Jasper's Kitchen.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for 94 delicious years. And Kimberly, Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
That's right. And you can still order your turkey, your ham, your sides from Hen House.
That's right. Don't wait. Reserve yours today at henhouse.com. Kimberly, I have a question for you.
Shoot, Jasper.
Do you know who my favorite Italian chef is?
Well, I think I know.
I mean, I'm very serious when I say this.
I'm very serious. I think I know only because every time we interview her, you just get this huge smile on your face like a little kid.
I've been interviewing her for many, many years now. And every time we do it, our producer says, you're like a different person when you interview Miss Lydia Bastianich.
That's right. And we are so lucky. She is a woman on the move, but we have captured her at least for 8 minutes in New York. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning, Jasper.
Thank you, Lydia. And it's so great to have you back on the show again. And of course, you're coming back to Kansas City again for a beautiful celebration of the new cookbook, of course, with your daughter.
And you know, Lydia, the thing that struck me about this book, I love the title, of course, the picture on the front, it's inviting. It you know, I want to open up the book. But the fact that it says 220 foolproof recipes that make every meal a party, I think the foolproof got me.
I feel quite comfortable about the recipes because I really work on them being simple, straightforward. I test them every You know, I have my daughter and I have a culinary producer. We test every single recipe from the beginning.
Wow.
When we pull the recipe together, then when we write it up, then when we do it for the photographs, then I do it again when we do the TV episodes. And also the photographs, you like to test, but you know, I do the cooking. We do the cooking and the styling for the photographs as well. So, you know, the reader, the cook at home, really gets to know what I do and do it my way, simple. You know, I don't want fussy food. That's not me. So this book was kind of a response, quite a few years, you know. People, and Jasper, you guys know, people send you emails, they call you, they tell you what they want. So how do I make an Italian dinner? How do I plan a party? Those are the questions that I get continuously. And ultimately, I pulled together this book, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, that's my next question I was even going to ask you. I mean, with so many restaurants and cookbooks and television shows focusing on Italian food, how do you come up with anything new? I mean, we just talked about this, about you taking naps. Now, I don't know how you go 24/7 and then come up with everything new again in a new cookbook.
Well, you know, I do like those naps, so they invigorate me. But you know what, Jasper? The recipes, it's not something that I invent. The recipes are there in the Italian culinary repertoire. I borrow them, I tweak them, I make them my own, I change some of the ingredients. And some of them, you know, I kind of work at it and modify quite a bit. But, you know, the recipes are there. The question is the technique. You know, I explain quite clearly a simple technique, straightforward. And for a book like this, for organizing parties and a lot of people, the technique and which recipes are best to cook for multiple portions, you know, for big portions. So that's part of this book, and the message of this book is kind of telling and leading people what are the best recipes for what kind of a gathering and party.
So Thanksgiving is right around the corner, of course, next week. Lydia, what out of this cookbook, maybe a couple of recipes, would you choose for a Thanksgiving feast?
Well, you know, I'll stay close to what we do at my house. And, you know, I love Thanksgiving because it's, you know, it's an American holiday. It gives the family a chance to really appreciate and celebrate America, this great country that gave us this opportunity. So I begin with a big spread of an antipasto. And it's not a sit-down, it's a buffet. And so I have all the coca and the prosciutto and the salami and the mortadella and the chunks of cheese and the dry fruit and the fresh fruit and, you know, pickled vegetables. The Italians have loads of those, whether it's the olives, whether it's the artichokes, the onions. And then I toss a few salads, you know, myself, green salads. I loved a steamed vegetable salads, like broccoli and egg salad. And so I make this big spread with different kinds of breads, croutons, tarallis, and let people enjoy walking around and socializing. Then the sit-down comes. And the sit-down is usually a pasta dish. But, of course, again, I choose a baked pasta because that makes it so much easier. You know, you can prepare a baked pasta beforehand, even a lasagna, even the day before. But then you just reset it in the oven. And the oven is hot, you know. When you do event, big events, the oven is really your friend. So let's say a nice lasagna. Let's say manicotti. We love manicotti. And those are easy to make. They're in the oven while they're having their antipasto. And I put on the table these casseroles of manicotti. Now, usually I make two or three because if you have a large group, if you have 20 or 22 or 24, you want the people at that end to have in front of them also. So that's one thing to facilitate, you know, but make a baked pasta and divide it. That's what we'll do. And then, of course, for Thanksgiving, the prime is the turkey. So a beautiful turkey, absolutely, with the vegetables. And I stick to the American, like sweet potatoes, yams, cranberries, turnips. I do all of that. I bake it next to the turkey or in another baking pan. So all those root vegetables, onions, rosemary, all of that. So I have, you know, the turkey and I have all of the vegetables. And again, the vegetables you divide when you divide it in a platter, in two, three platters, so it's spread. And the turkey, I braise it. I kind of brush it with reduced balsamic vinegar.
That is
so
something else.
I make a reduction. You know, Jasper, you make a reduction and you don't use the prime balsamic vinegar. It's too expensive. You use a commercial kind of balsamic vinegar.
Exactly.
You put it in a pan, put in there some honey, some cinnamon, some bay leaves, some rosemary, and let it simmer and let it kind of consume itself, evaporate to about half of the size until it's like molasses. You strain it, and in the last half hour of the turkey, I brush the turkey with that reduction.
Wow.
The turkey becomes nice mahogany, sweet, and a little bit tart and delicious.
I never thought of that. What a beautiful, that's something else. Now, this may be, I have to change things around now.
For every occasion, yeah. Jasper, celebrate like an Italian. There you go. Well, if you want to meet Chef Lidia Pastianich, you can on Wednesday, November 15th, 4:30 to 5:30 at Lidia's Kansas City, a VIP cocktail hour to celebrate the launch of the new cookbook. Complimentary cocktails like bites will be provided. And of course, you can buy the cookbook and have Lidia sign it.
They could just call the restaurant right now. They can get reservations online. It's very, very simple. Lidia Bastianich, she's coming to Kansas City. You have to go down and meet her because it's a celebration. You're going to celebrate like an Italian when Lydia's in the house with you. I'll tell you that.
Right. All the recipes are from the book. So it's really going to be a lot of fun. And the doors open at 5, and we're going to go right through the whole night, you know, so you can come in with your party whenever. And we have the antipasto, which is family style. And then we have the pasta, the cacio e pere, the ravioli and pappardelle with fish guazzetto. And then comes a choice of a main course, whether you like mixed seafood rosetto, pork shank ossobuco with barley, or chicken with capers, and so on. So, and then an assortment of desserts. So it's going to be, you know, a real celebration. Now, I'm going to be there, take pictures, sign books, whatever they need.
We cannot wait, and we sure appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to always come on with us. You're too generous with us, and believe me, we appreciate it. And you know, from just talking to my friends and my own customers, everyone loves to have you in Kansas City, and your restaurant, of course, it's just, for me, it's kind of like my go-to little hidden spot on Tuesdays with Lisa, so we love that a lot, and we thank you for that.
Oh, that's nice. Always a pleasure having you. And, you know, I love Kansas City. It's close to 20 years that we are there, and our families knew each other before that. So it's a comfortable place. It's a place where I know people and I feel good about it.
Well, just like Thanksgiving in a few weeks, I am grateful, Miss Lydia, and thank you so much, Kimberly. I'll tell you, every time she comes in, I get this feeling when I'm talking to you. We can go on and on for hours, Lydia.
Yes, we can.
Welcome to our kitchen. This is Jasper Morabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's kitchen.
It's Veterans Day. People around town have some different offers. Donutology is giving away free glazed donuts while supplies
to veterans.
Last.
And how about our friends over at Puerto de Sol?
Yep.
Veterans have been eating free since Friday night.
That's amazing.
So Friday, Saturday, and tomorrow. How about that? They're doing a Veterans Eat for Free. That's fantastic.
It is.
Well, Kimberly, it's a delicious show. And you know what? It's best if I just stop talking and let our producer take it away back in the studio. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for 94 delicious years. And Kimberly, Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
That's right. And you can still order your turkey, your ham, your sides from Hen House.
That's right. You can pre-order your fresh, never frozen holiday turkey. And right now, Kimberly, I know I talk about it all the time, those Tippins pies for the holidays, but you found a different pie.
Well, you know, I fell in love last week with the pumpkin cream pie.
Fell in love with it? You ate it all.
Okay, I ate it all. And this week, it's the chocolate coconut meringue pie.
And they're going to have gluten-free pies again this year.
From Emily Cakes.
I'm going to tell you all right now, I did a taste test, and I cannot tell the difference. Actually, I thought it was a little better, so I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Hey, did you know you can order your holiday turkey and pies online right now? Don't wait. Reserve yours today at henhouse.com. Saturday morning, and it's another dilemma.
What's the dilemma, Jay?
Brownies or brownies?
Brownies or brownies? I would combine brownies with the brownies. That's what I would do.
So you know what I'm talking about, lady.
Well, of course I do. I'm sitting in front of you.
We're talking brownies, such as those ooey gooey brownies.
Caramel brownies.
And then we're talking about a certain lady's brownies. Her other brownies too, but we're talking burn-ins.
We are. And we are so lucky because this is one busy woman. We have Megan Day, the co-owner of Burnt Finger Barbecue Competition. You've seen her on Food Network.
Huge.
Huge. You've seen her on the Today Show.
Wow.
You see her in specialty shops and restaurants around the city.
Unbelievable.
You see her on social media. You see her chasing down a shadow truck to get her home delivery items.
I love it.
To the driver. But Megan Day, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We are honored to have... Well, first of all, we're lucky because we get to eat before we start talking. So we're kind of full already now with our brownies and brownies. Mm-hmm. You came in today when you said brownies and brownies. Kim said to me earlier, don't eat because someone's bringing you something. Mm.
Well, and for your audience, brownies in the barbecue competition world are known as burnt ends.
Yeah.
So they're those beautiful little, you know, morsels of yummy melt in your mouth.
Outside of Kansas City, because when you're, people know what brownies are?
No.
That's only in Kansas City.
No. No, I mean, I'm sure there are some. But in typical, it's kind of the lingo amongst the barbecue folk.
Are you a pit master?
I am a pit master.
Yes. This may be the first lady pit master we've had on, Kim.
I think so.
Think about it.
Absolutely she is.
We had her husband on.
Yeah. Well,
back in the
day.
He's my sensei. He's taught
me
everything. We have
a lady pit master in the room, in the house. 69 million listeners across America are listening to this pit master, bigger than the Today Show audience.
Okay, Megan, you won
she
battle.
Cut me off.
I did, Jasper. I'm talking over you. How does it feel?
I'm blushing.
After winning battle one on Food Network's Chop Girl Masters, Megan went on to the grand finale this summer.
Wow.
Yes.
And watch parties all over town. She was chopped out after the second round. You heard a collective groan
in Kansas City. Come on.
There's
big problems there.
You outlasted all the pit masters. You were defeated by two very impressive chefs. That spotlight led to a whirlwind trip to New York City to be on the Today Show.
Correct.
Which was a hoot.
It was a hoot.
Well, things happen for a reason, and think about it. That's why you're on the Today Show.
Yeah. And you were asked to cook up your twist on a classic Kansas City-style tailgate menu as a way to kick off the NFL.
That's right.
So tell us about that.
So they said, would you do something that's classic Kansas City? And of course, you can't go on the Today Show and not do barbecue.
Right.
and from Kansas City. That was it. And they the other chef was from New England because we were playing the Patriots. Yeah. It was the kickoff, you know. And so I knew he was going to do something with Old Bay, right? So I had to do something with barbecue. Uh-huh. And I decided, why not do ribs? However, everybody just eats ribs right off the bone with the meat, and that's the traditional way. And you've always got that one guy at the party that's going to eat a bunch, right? And then
he's raising his
hand. Look at me.
And then you don't have enough for everybody else. So I did the twist of making a rib witch where I took a loaf of French bread and I popped all of those rib bones out of the baby backs.
To watch that happen, I was like, I've never thought about that. I've never seen anybody do this before.
And of course, Kansas City has a love affair with provolone cheese and with onion rings on their sandwiches. Mm-hmm. So I had to do that because that's pretty classic. And so that's what I did with that, was made a full-on rib meat sandwich that the judges went crazy for.
But when you showed them how to do those bones, I mean, it was like, why didn't anybody ever think of this before?
Yeah, it was a fun take on it. And then you can feed your whole, you know, your whole party. And
we're back with the return of Today Food Loves Football with the NFL season opener just hours away. The New England Patriots hosting the Kansas City Chiefs on NBC. We've got a couple of talented chefs representing both teams. Megan Day is the pitmaster and owner of Burnt Finger Barbecue in Kansas City. Jason Santos is executive chef of the new Boston restaurant Buttermilk and Bourbon. Good morning to both
Thank
of you.
Thank you. How are you?
All right. You guys on that line. Okay. Let's start with what you're making. Kansas City Barbecue, best in the world.
We are the barbecue capital of the world, and I brought that to you today. Flavor smoke, that's how we use spice. We're starting with some baby back ribs.
You can take the meat off
them. I'm going to take the meat off of them, and we're going to, to have a little nibble. Go that's ahead. The best part. If you take your knife and you cut that bone right out, you don't need those bones because you want the meat. I'm going to take it up a notch because we're going to add some garlic and some butter. The recipe is online. I want to make sure that softened butter with that garlic gets all spread in there.
What are you doing with that?
Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this into a Kansas City rib witch.
Can I list off real fast, Jasper, some of her recent accomplishments?
Do it, lady. Do it.
Megan was the winner, and I love this because I love Art Still of the Chiefs. You and Art won the American Royal Celebrity Cook-Off. You were paired up with Art.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's a hoot.
Yeah, he was an absolute hoot and a great sous chef, let me tell you.
And you took first place honors. And a few days after that, you and Jason competed in the American Royal Open, where your competition team placed ninth overall out of 470 teams from around the
That's
world.
That's unbelievable.
It was actually 407.
Yeah.
So teams, and placing ninth against all of those means that we had to have a cook from top to bottom that was spot on.
Yeah. And then next up in November, you guys are going to Orange Beach, Alabama.
Yes.
Which I love that area. And you are competing in the World Food Championships.
That's correct. We've been asked to do the bacon category, so we're going to be down there.
So if you're in Alabama,
yes,
you're coming from Kansas City, it's like going to Texas or, you know, going to the Carolina or Memphis. Will they have these preconceived, you know, like, hey, that's Kansas City style. It's going to be a sweet sauce or something. We're Alabama. We have our own sauce.
Yeah. No, in this particular case, in the competition world, yes, those are all things that you would consider from a true competition for barbecue. But in the World Food Championships, this is bringing people from all over the world.
Okay.
And judges truly from all over the world that are coming in. And so it's not a regional. It happens to be a world championship located in that town for that day. So, but yes, in other situations, you take altitude, you take your humidity, you take taste and flavors, you take all of that into consideration. It's competition.
And you change things around when you go to a different city?
We will change some, yeah. Really? But we still love our style. Our style is good.
No
and
doubt.
If it's good,
the sauce is,
thank you.
Yeah.
If it's good,
on.
It's good.
It's good. That's right. So how many competitions do you guys do a year?
We are probably hovering in that 17 to 20 competitions a year. We'd love to do more. We do have two small children that we take to as many competitions as we can go. And so they kind of help us dictate whether or not we need to take a weekend off.
And I was telling Megan before we went on air, one of my favorite things to do, I'm hooked on Instagram stories. And I love to watch Megan's because, especially on weekends when you're a competition, you've got the kids there. And it's very sweet.
Thank you.
And it shows what real life is.
Yeah, it really is. I do that for my mom. I want her to see what's going on. And Kimberly.
Now Jasper.
And now Jasper.
I like that a lot. Just talking to you, it comes across that, you know, you're not in this, you know, for, I can win this award or I need this award. That's very obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, your personality comes across as, wow, this is something I'm bringing unique.
out here. Are there a lot of women across there? I mean, do you really want to consider it like, well, it's a woman competing, or you don't want that brought up at all? It's not, that shouldn't even be part of it.
No, I think it definitely has to be part of it because it is, we are blessed that we are a team. My husband and I are a team. There are very few just single women pitmasters out there. There's a couple and we can, you know, they're doing great things.
But it's blind box barbecue.
It is blind box, yes.
So it's not like they know it's a woman.
You don't know, and that's exactly it. However, in some of the things like the grilling competitions and going on the Food Network's Chopped and having some opportunities like on the Today Show, there are chances for women pitmasters to step out and really be seen and show their skills in their culinary. And that's exciting. If I can help be that ambassador, I'm going to do it.
Oh, there's no doubt. You've done it already.
Okay, Jasper, we're done.
Right? Megan, Kimberly, I'm going to do my famous interruption here. I'm sorry, Kim.
I'm ready.
We're not done. I'm not talking like barbecue done. We're not going nowhere. That's we're going to come back and keep you on, Megan, because we can keep talking.
I love it.
And we have a lot more questions. Kimberly has a lot more to ask. So don't go nowhere, my friends. We're going to come right back after these commercial messages. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House Market is your market for 94 delicious years. And Kimberly, Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
That's right. And you can still order your turkey, your ham, your sides from Hen House.
That's right. You can pre-order your fresh, never frozen holiday turkey. And right now, Kimberly, I know I talk about it all the time, those Tippins pies for the holidays, but you found a different pie.
Well, you know, I fell in love last week with the pumpkin cream pie.
Fell in love with it? You ate it all.
Okay, I ate it all. And this week, it's the chocolate coconut meringue pie.
And they're going to have gluten-free pies again this year.
From Emily Cakes.
I'm going to tell you all right now, I did a taste test, and I cannot tell the difference. Actually, I thought it was a little better, so I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Hey, did you know you can order your holiday turkey and pies online right now? Don't wait. Reserve yours today at henhouse.com. Kimberly, we're back. We're still eating these burnt ends. And you got the question all of America is asking right now outside of Kansas City, who's not as lucky as we are to enjoy these brownies.
These brownies are burnt ends. So, Megan, I mean, people come from all over the world and in the country who may not necessarily be indoctrinated into Kansas City barbecue, those poor folks. But tell listeners, what exactly is a burnt end?
So a burnt end is the fatty portion of a brisket. So on a full brisket, you have the deckle, which is like the chest area for the brisket. It's very fatty, and it takes a long time for that meat to render. So normally you're going to see a flat where they're going to slice it, and that's what you see, those traditional sliced briskets. Then you've got this beautiful marbled end that is Kansas City pitmasters have taken that off, put them back into the smoker to continue to render down some of that fat to make really juicy morsels that we cube up and sometimes even put back in a little bit longer to get that crispy edge on them, get some more smoke on them. And that's where those little ends and bits and pieces of that brisket have turned into a delicacy that is the crown jewel of Kansas City.
I could say, are you hungry right now, Kansas City? I'm not, because I'm enjoying them right now. But you got to be drooling right now. Come on, listeners.
Mm. So how did you get picked for Chopped Grill Masters?
Yeah, great question. So there's a woman in the barbecue industry who knows what it is that we're trying to accomplish. She knows that we are looking to continue to build our business and Burnt Finger Barbecue as a team and stand out and find different ways. And she came to me and she said, I know the casting director from Chopped is looking for some female pit masters. You're in. And I said, oh, no, that's not. No, I compete as a team. And she said, you got this. Go do it. So I said, okay. So I talked with the casting director and she said, we really are excited to have you on. And that was it. I flew out to New York. I was headed to Queens, the middle of Queens, to a little petting zoo where they had the entire cast and crew, about 180 people, crazy grills and smokers set up, and I was up against some of the best pit masters in the country.
And you put that side ponytail
I
on.
I did.
That is Megan. Did you know that's Megan?
I know. I like that.
I love the side ponytail. Well, never lose it.
Did you have to bring anything to the comedy? What did you bring?
My
your
smile.
Knives or nothing?
That's I did bring my knives just for the comfort. I mean, they would have
makes
provided
you look
them.
Professional, sure. Like you know what you're doing.
Sure. Yeah.
But
you know,
what I always do. Gotta look important, Kimberly.
That's right.
Checking that through security is always good. Mm.
Try bringing vanilla powder through security.
Oh, man.
Don't do it.
No.
That's another story.
So it was, and you know, watching you throughout the show, of course, you sparkle. You sparkle no matter what. So you had your sparkle all the way to the end. And were you ever nervous? Because you really don't seem nervous.
I was never nervous because I really felt like it was an opportunity that I had really nothing to lose. I was going to go out there. I was going to do my very best. None of us knew what was in those baskets. So we were kind of all on an even playing field. Yeah. Nobody knows, you know, vegan lobster. What are you going to do with that on a barbecue grill? So we were all at a horrible position of trying to figure it out. Yeah. So it was more or less just go have fun. Yeah. I was way more nervous for the editing portion of it because, you know, how are they going to edit you? And are they going to make you the villain? And
right.
This is entertainment. And you just kind of know that going in. But I just had a blast with it and it kept pinching myself saying, is this for real? It was so much fun.
I mean, that had to have been so cool. And then to not win, but to turn right around and know and be asked to go to the Today Show. That was like the icing on the cake.
It was
like the sauce on the ribs.
It was. So I won my first battle. I was a CHOP champion. I get into the grand finale, and then I am, you know, these two outstanding chefs who transformed their baskets. I cooked my basket. And that's the difference between a chef and a pitmaster in this particular series for me. Mm. But then to have the Today Show looking for a Kansas City chef, find me. They Googled, and that's who they found, and it was because of being on that national stage and knowing that I had shined in that position and put myself in a place to continue to get asked.
So I argued with some people in town because I said that you were the champion, that you won. I didn't realize that there was going on to a second one.
So I am a winner.
Oh, you are
I
a winner.
Did, yes, no.
Yeah. So I said, no, she won.
No, I did.
Said, don't tell nobody, but I know she won. I was like, what? She won? I was telling you the story earlier.
Yeah.
I said, well, I can't say nothing. How do you know? I didn't know nothing. But I just was from the show when I turned off. I said, man, she won. She won. Yeah. So
well,
I didn't kind of pay attention.
Well,
usual.
The grand finale is in this particular series of Grill Masters is a unique twist for Chopped because normally it's just you win your Chopped episode and you're the champion. This one, they said, okay, we're going to take four champions from the Grillmaster series and then put them together. And so I ended up third out of the 16.
The hell with that. You're the champion.
I am the champion.
You're the champion pitmaster. That's it.
Blessed I am.
That's what we're doing.
Jasper deems you so, Megan.
I appreciate
right.
it.
There you go. So let's talk about tasting your food.
Yes.
Where can people taste your food? Of course, we know you can buy your sauces all over town.
Yeah, so our sauce is Smoky Kansas City, and that is we have sauce seasoning. We've got a beautiful, nice, spicy version of it. Really what we've done is we've teamed up with a couple of different restaurant groups. So we've got the Martin City Brewing Company, Old Shawnee Pizza, Frankie Fairlane, Stewie McBrew, some of those local great owned restaurants who use our sauces and seasonings as they prepare some of their menu items. And so that's been a lot of fun for us to be able to sell pallets of sauce and seasoning to folks. So that's how you can taste some of it.
Well, we're fortunate, Kimberly. We really are.
We are.
Brownies and brownies for us.
That's right.
Megan and in the room,
Megan
in the house.
You sparkle.
Oh, bless,
I love
thank
it.
You.
I love it. So we can't wait to hear what happens in Orange Beach in November. And
gotta come
make
back
us
on.
Proud.
Gotta come back
yeah,
on.
I appreciate that.
Make us proud.
There's a lot of really cool things happening around town. So we'll keep you posted.
And of course, people can follow you on Facebook, on
Instagram,
Twitter.
Twitter.
And of course, your website,
burntfingerbarbecue.com.
Cool.
And if you're lucky enough to get the brownies and brownies like we are, life is good, my friends.